We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, Part 16, page 2073, the three Olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Table of answers to the words, item 232. You can send us your questions to Kabda.tv. Selected questions will be here in the course of the lesson. Again, the study of the Ten Sefirot, Volume 6, page 2073, table of answers to the words, item 332. Question, what is Rosh of Bria? What is the head of Bria? 232. Rosh of Bria is the meaning of Chagat de'arich anpin, where Nehi de'atik clothe, and also the Bechina of the point of Malchut of Atzilut descended there, and it clothed this Chagat of Arich Anpin. And she became Rosh Lashualim, a head for those who ask. Again, Rosh of Bria is the meaning of Chagat de'arich anpin, where Nehi de'atik clothed, and also the Bechina of the point of Malchut of Atzilut descended there and clothed this Chagat of Arich Anpin. And she became Rosh Lashualim, a head for those who ask.
We have a problem with the images of Atzilut, so the world's Bia, because actually, the whole of Atzilut ends at the Parsa. Then we have Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, on the one hand. But on the other hand, there is the issue of the clothing of the worlds, one on top of each other. Just like Ab clothes Galgalta, from where? From the Pe of the Rosh of Galgalta and below. That's where Ab is dressed. From Pe of Ab and downwards, Sag is clothed. If we're talking about the Arich Anpin, then we have Atik Arich Anpin Abaveim Aish Sut. Abaveim also divides to two, and then we have Zon. That's in terms of Potsufim. In terms of the worlds, like he says here, the Rosh of Bria is the Chagat of Arich Anpin, meaning it dresses on the Chagat, from the Pe of Arich Anpin and below, where the Nehi of Atik are clothed. How do they clothed there? And so the point of Malchut of Atzilut descended there in the Rosh of Bria and was dressed into this Chagat of Arich Anpin and became the head of the wolves. So either we go into the text or we kind of summarize it, because you can't really show it with the fingers. So, okay, let's see. Resh Lamed Gimel.
Dav Bet Yud Gimel, Resh Lamed, Resh Lamed Gimel.
Item Resh Lamed Gimel. Let's start from Resh Lamed Aleph. That's where the asterisk is.
Page 2012. Item 231. Know that I have found from what Gdalia Levizal, that Gar of Vak, Darich Anpin of Bria, which are Chagat, which remained revealed without any clothing. These three are the Masach. 232. And the meaning of the words is, we have explained that in every Olam, out of the three Olamot Bia, they have one Masach. Indeed, the Masach between Atzilut and Bria, when the image of all the lights of Atzilut traversed through him to make the corresponding ten sefirot of Bria, they did not breach that masach and passed through it. Only their light passed through that masach. And all 10 Sefirot of Bria were engraved. 233. And also Gar, the Arichanpin, the Bria, which are Chagat, which are also passing through the Masach, and they do not breach the Masach. They're only a diminishing light that passes a little bit through the Masach, but that point of Malchut of Atzilut, which descended to clothe this Gar of Arichanpin, they are the light itself of Malchut of Atzilut. Therefore, it breaks and breaches the Masach itself and descends and closes Gar the Arich Anpin. 234. And the meaning of that point, its matter is, it is known how the two lights in their emanation, in their degree, were created equal to each other. And when the moon complained and was diminished, it means that what she was in the meaning of complete Parzuf, she was diminished and stood as a tiny point included from 10 Sefirot. And the 9 other points flew away from her, as known. Their root at first is only 1 point, and then they came to her as additions by Zeranpin, 9 other points. Therefore, it is called Axpaklaria, mirror, which has nothing of itself, of its own. Therefore, Zeranpin returned and took them, and she remained as a tiny point. And then she couldn't stand with him out of her smallness, and then she descended to the place of Rosh of Bria. 235. Indeed, that was during the diminishing of the moon when the world was created. But when she was already corrected and returned to her place, achor be'achor, back to back, and he created Adam Rishon, who brought her back, panim be'panim, face to face, as in the beginning, and then by the sin of the lower ones, she returned and was diminished and descended, because this is our whole prayer, to correct her during our prayer. And then she returns to be as in the beginning, for we have no more force than that. And everything in sanctity leaves an imprint in its place, even though it departs from there. And she always remained that point in the Rosh of Bria. 236. Indeed, during her diminution by the blemish of the lower ones, then the 9 other points which departed from her do not return to Zeranpin, to the place where they came from, but they descend because of our sins down to the Klipa in the meaning of divinity in exile, and we need not elaborate here. 237. Now let's go back to the matter of that point being first a tail to the lions in the meaning of Atzilut. Because Chava was Zanav, a tail for Adam. And then she descended and diminished herself in her point, and she became Rosh Lashualim, head for the foxes, head for Bria. And so it was in each and every Olam, because the point of Malchut, the Yetzirah, descended to Rosh of Asiya, and also Bria in the Rosh of Yetzirah. 238. And so it was in Rosh of Atzilut as well, in the meaning you have made them all in Chochmah, in wisdom, because the light of Ein Sof clothed the upper Chochmah above Atzilut. And that Chochmah herself descended and broke the Masach upon Atzilut, and her own existence descended and clothed Atzilut, and Atzilut received by her the light of Ein Sof. And this is the meaning, you have made them all in Chochmah, in wisdom, as mentioned in the world of Atzilut.
We won't be able to go into it right now. Let's keep it for now and let's continue with the questions. Resh Lamed Daled. We'll read in order to have a first time kind of acquaintance with these issues. So, please, what are the raglaim of Ima touching the parsa?
234. The Masach of the second Bechina, which serves for the emergence of the 10 Sefirot in the degree of Ima and is corrected in Yesod of Ima, they are called the Raglaim, legs of Ima. And since Ima clothed Zon in order to impart Mochin to Bria, her Raglaim touch the Parsa below Atzilut. And she is included in her. And because of that, Mochin of Bria came out in the Bechina of Chasadim, which are separated from Chochma. Again, the Masach of Bechina Bet, which serves for the emergence of 10 Sefirot in the degree of Ima and is erected in Yesod of Ima, they are called the Raglaim of Ima. And since Ima clothed Zon in order to impart Mochin to Bria, her Raglaim touch the parsa below Atzilut, and she's included in her. And because of that, Mochin de Bria came out in the Bechina of Chasadim, separated from Chochma.
Meaning Bina, Ima, which clothes in Zeranpin, we know, we've learned that. So, she doesn't just clothe into Zeranpin, but through Zon she reaches the world of Bria to the point that she provides an addition to the world of Bria, and in that we have in the worlds of Bria the light of Chasadim. Next.
235. What is crouches or vetzet in the meaning of Or Makif, surrounding light? Mochin of upper Abba ve'ima is the meaning of Mem Detzelem and covered Chasadim. And they are the Bechina of Or Makif, surrounding light, to Zon, because they receive only from Yesut, which are Lamed Detzelem and the Bechina of revealed Chasadim. However, when Zon are in Katnut, then Ima, which is Yesut, is in the meaning she crouches over her sons, and she imparts to them only the Bechina of Chasadim from the upper Abba v'Ima, which are Or Makif, surrounding light, and not from herself, because they are still unworthy of revealed Chasadim. Therefore, it is regarded that Ima, mother, crouches over him in the meaning of surrounding light, because those Mochin of Abba v'Ima are only the Bechina of Or Makif to the Zon, and not the inner light. Again. Item 235, what does it mean? She crouches as the meaning of surrounding light. Mochin of upper Abba v'Ima is the meaning of Mem, Detzelem, and covered Chasadim. And they are the Bechina of Or Makif, surrounding light, to Zon, because they receive only from Yesud, which are Lamed, Detzelem, and the Bechina of revealed Chasadim. However, when Zon are in Katnut, then Ima, which is Yesud, she crouches over her sons, and she imparts to them then only the Bechina of Chasadim from upper Abba v'Ima, which are Or Makif, surrounding light, and not from herself, because they are still unworthy of revealed Chasadim. And therefore, it is regarded that Ima crouches over him in the meaning of surrounding light, because those Mochin of Abba v'Ima, they are only the Bechina of Or Makif to Zon, and not inner light.
Zon cannot accept them only through our ascending to Abba v'Ima, Zeranpin to Abba, Malchut to Ima, then they receive there, but in their place they cannot receive only when they're in their place, the Zon. Then they can receive what they receive from Abba v'Ima, and this is called the surrounding light to them. Yes?
236. What are Ruchin Nafshin clothed in Bia? They are born from the externality of the 10 Sefirot, and they are separated.
Meaning, there's also Ruach and Nefesh. That's how they're called, Ruchin and Nafshin, of the worlds of Yitzira and Asiya. Also in Bria, but in Bria there's still an illumination of Bina. So, these lights They're called the illumination of separation. Because they are separated from Atzilut, they have this very thin illumination called Ruchen and Nafshin. Next.
237, what are Rosh and Zanav, head and tail? The first nine Sefirot of Nukva are called Reisha, Rosh, and her Malchut is called Znava, Zanav.
Why does he divide it like that? The ten Sefirot of Nukva to the nine and the Malchut, the first nine is the Rosh, and only the Malchut of Malchut is the tail. Because this tail, this last sphere of Malchut, of Bia, and towards Bia, it provides all of the awakening and lights and everything that exists in Bia, and the broken souls are there in Bia before they rise to Atzilut. This is what we want to do, to raise them. Therefore, the Partsuf of Malchut of Atzilut divides like that to the first nine Sefirot and the Malchut itself, and the gap between them is very great because the Malchut is connected to everything below the Parsa, Malchut of Malchut. Next.
238. What is Rosh and 13 corrections of Dikna? The Rosh of Arich Anpin, which is the degree of Ab, is called Reisha, Rosh, in 13 corrections of Dikna. And that implies to Ab the Mazla, when Bina returned to being Chochma by Man the Dikna, and imparts Chochma to Zer Anpin.
These are very confusing words, but basically there's not so much of a problem here. The deficiency rises from the broken souls to the Zone of Atzilut. Zone of Atzilut raise this deficiency to Abba Ve'ima. Abba Ve'ima commit Arich Anpin to make an action, and then from it and downwards begins the Rosh of Arich Anpin, which is the degree of Ab, called Resha in the 13 corrections of Dikna. There are special corrections there that the light of Chochmah can't just go downwards, not the light of Chochmah, the illumination of Chochmah, but still through specific correction and a weakening. This is what's called mazalot, from the word nozel, drips. These are drops of light that come in at certain times. And this hints at the Ab of Mazla, the light of Chochmah that is there a little bit, which returned to be Chochmah. There's no Chochmah there, but the Bina that asks of Chochmah, the Ima that asks of Abba, that gives us a bit of an illumination of Chochmah that can be provided to the lower ones by the Man of Dikna, meaning the Dikna of Arich Anpin spreads down to the Chazeh and to the Tabur, the upper and lower parts of Dikna. And from there, it bestows Chochmah to the Zon, to the Zer Anpin. These are such systems of Atzilut that are external systems that weaken the lights. Hence, the lights become gradually smaller, more processed, more clothed in chasadim, and can be more and more suitable for their reception of them in the Zone of Atzilut and the souls that rise from Bia to the Zone of Atzilut. Next, what is revealed Rosh? Item Resh Lametet. The Rosh of Atik is called revealed Rosh or Radla because the lower ones have no attainment in it. Again, what is the revealed Rosh? Item Resh Lametet. Rosh of Atik is called revealed Rosh because, or Radla, because the lower ones have no attainment in it. So why is it called revealed if the lower ones have no attainment? It's called Resha Deloiteda, that cannot be attained, but it's not. Why is it revealed? So it's not revealed towards the lower ones. but because there is no cover on it, then it cannot be attained. Because we always attain through a cover. There's a specific special book in the book in the Zohar that is called the book of Safra Tzniuta, the book of humbleness, because through what's called returning light we can cover something if we can, and accordingly we have an attainment, and here we cannot attain anything. That's why it's called Resha Deloit Yada, the Rosh that cannot be attained on the one hand, on the other hand, revealed Rosh. That there is no cover on it, and we attain everything according to the cover. We still have time, okay? What is She'er? The coupling which is to revive the worlds, and there's no procreation in it, it's called She'al. There's a coupling that revives the worlds and a coupling to give birth to the worlds. So, in a very simple way, the coupling to revive the worlds is Chasadim, the coupling to give birth to the worlds is Chokhmah. You cannot give birth without Chokhmah. But to revive, you can even do with chasadim. What is the remainder of Jacob? She'erit Yaakov. Read, it's too small for me. Yeah.
241, what is She'erit Yaakov? What is the remainings of Yaakov? The 10 sparks in the hill, which are the same holy sparks which remain from the 32 sparks, which cannot be sorted out prior to the end of correction, they are called Yaakov, which are the remainings of Gimel Go Gimel, three within three in Asiya, meaning, until the end of correction, only the Oviut Shoresh can be sorted from this Man de Malchut, which elicits only the degree of Malchut, and from the correction of lines, it is called Nehi. And her first nine are lacking, and they are regarded by the name Shiurin, remainings of Gimel Go Gimel, three within three, and they will not be completely sorted out until the future to come, when Malchut de Radla will be revealed, in the meaning a stone rejected by the builders became a chief cornerstone.
Again, slowly.
What is the remaining of Yaakov, She'erit Yaakov? The 10 sparks of the Akev hill, which are the 10 holy sparks which remain from the 32 sparks, which cannot be sorted before the end of correction, they are called Yaakov, which are the remainings of Gimel Go Gimel, three, within three in Asiya, meaning until the end of correction, only the Bechina of Aviut Shoresh, coarseness root, can be sorted from this Man de Malchut, which elicits only the degree of Malchut. And from the correction of lines, it is called Nehi. And she's lacking her first nine. And they're regarded by the name Shiurim, remainings of Gimel Go Gimel, three within three. And they will not be sorted out completely before the future to come, when Malchut de Radla will be revealed as a stone rejected by the builders became a chief cornerstone.
So this altogether can be scrutinized until the final correction, not including the remainder of Yaakov, very thin lights that come and can be clarified. Again, the 10 sparks of Yaakov, the Ekev, meaning the heel, the end, which is the meaning of the sparks that remained from the 32 sparks that don't have any scrutiny until the final correction. So first of all, until the final correction, they cannot be scrutinized. Now, we know that 288 can be clarified, but the additional 32 sparks, what's called the stony heart, cannot be scrutinized. So we cannot have all the 320 sparks. So they are called Yaakov, which are the remainder of three in three in Asiya. Meaning the remainder, but what's the remainder is most important. It's from each and every degree, from each and every aspect, over the 6,000 years, there's a deficiency coming from those corrections, from those sparks. Meaning no personal correction throughout the 6,000 years can be complete if these remainders will not be clarified. This means that until the final correction, they cannot be clarified in terms of Man of Malchut. Malchut itself cannot raise her deficiency to correct these sparks of hers. Only the aspect of Aviyut of Shoresh that brings the degree of Malchut. And in terms of the correction of the lines, they are called Nehi, three lines. And the first nine Sefirot are missing, and they are considered the remainder of Gimel Go Gimel, three and three. Meaning there are three lines there, but and they will not be completely clarified until the future to come. That's the very final coupling. Then when the Malchut of Radla will appear, meaning a very great light needs to come from the Rosh of Arichanpin. This is called Radla, by way of what's written, the cornerstone, the builders despised what they rejected, what they didn't want to engage in, because it's impossible to correct, but now becomes the cornerstone. But this aspect needs to be pushed away in each and every level of correction, that we do not engage in this aspect because we have no force for it. That's how this aspect becomes corrected. We see that we have no power to engage in it, and that's how it becomes corrected. But the stone that was despised by the builders eventually becomes the cornerstone, meaning the last coupling is over that. It's the last Malchut. And this is called the future to come after all the other corrections. We still have a bit more time. Please, what are the 6,000 years? The Asiyah is called 2,000 Tohu, because Tohu is the aspect of Klipot. And in the world of Asiyah are all the Klipot. And in the world of Yetzirah, 2,000 of Torah. Because Yetzirah is the world that is in writing, and the world of Briah is 2,000 days of Messiah, because the Briah is the aspect of Ima, for every redemption comes from the side of Ima, as it is called, the freedom, and it is Leah Mashiach, son of David. Read again, please.
What are 6,000 years? Asiya is called 2,000 Tohu, because Tohu is the Klipot. And in Olam Asiya are all the Klipot. And Olam Yetzirah is 2,000 Torah, because Yetzirah is the Bechina of Zer Anpin. And Zer Anpin is the meaning of the written Torah. And Olam Abriya is 2,000 the days of the Messiah, because Briya is the Bechina of Ima, Mother. And every redemption comes from the side of Ima, which is called Dror and Chorim, freedom, which is the meaning of Leah, is Ima, Mother, the Messiah, son of David.
This is how we have the 6,000 years, meaning 6,000 degrees that are divided in the worlds of Briah Yetzirah Asiyah, divide to 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, which is Tohu, Torah, and Days of Messiah. From below upwards. Okay, moving on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתגחה גם אם היא הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם היא כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא Lechahino ata Hiya shir Shehachayim Hiya or shel ha-shirim Kabel ota al terata Rak lechahino ata Yesh od ahavah